Put these quotes that are in the Capitol building up against the modern-day politicians and their nefarious activities. Patrick Henry rightly said, "No free government or the blessings of liberty can be preserved to any people, but a firm adherence to justice, moderation, temperance, frugality, and virtue, and by a frequent recurrence to fundamental principles." Now, considering them that serve we the people in how they put their hand on the Bible and swearing to uphold the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution, this should come as no surprise to you whatsoever. How do those incumbents explain what it is that they have been responsible for illegally imposing on the people of the state of Minnesota in the face of what is graven on the walls of the Capitol? I mean, take a look for yourselves. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The people's safety is the law of God. Where the law ends, tyranny begins. God's law make it easier to do right and harder to do wrong. Justice is the idea of God, the ideal of man. Laws are the very bulwarks of liberty. They define every man's rights and defend the individual liberties of all men. Of law, there can be no less acknowledged than that her seat is the bosom of God, her voice the harmony of the world. Ignorance of the law excuses no man. The law is made to protect the innocent by punishing the guilty. To embarrass justice by a multiplicity of laws or to hazard it by confidence in judges are the opposite rocks on which all civil institutions have been wrecked. Liberty consists in the right of each individual to exercise the greatest freedom of action up to and not beyond that point where it impinges upon the like exercise of freedom of action of every other man. Or how about President George Washington when he said, "Labor to keep alive in your heart that little spark of celestial fire called conscience." The proper function of a government is to make it easy for the people to do good and difficult for them to do evil. But Daniel Webster said, "No government is respectable which is not just." Again, back to George Washington, he said, "If we mean to support the liberty and independence which have cost us so much blood and treasure to establish, we must drive far away the demon of party, spirit, and local reproach." Nothing is politically right which is morally wrong. To be prepared for war is one of the most effectual means of preserving peace. It has been said that every country deserves the government that it has, and how true it is. It is not for the people to merely play the blame game, where both unconstitutional sides of the aisle blame each other for corruption. It is for the people to take responsibility in righting the wrongs before the Lord. You will find these contradictions within and without the halls of government throughout this country. Now, in conclusion, Charles Finney rightly said, "If immorality prevails in the land, the fault is ours in a great degree. The church's fault, friends. If there's a decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discrimination, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in Christianity, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, the pulpit is responsible for it. Let us not ignore this fact, my dear brethren, but let us lay it to heart and be thoroughly awake to our responsibility.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Doug Hagman here, host of the Hagman Report, author, career investigator of three decades. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current and future generations to a value of the nation's past and the reverence to God and our Judeo-Christian values. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty, and he's a dynamic speaker. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, question for you. How has the government been the receptors of all the things that they bestow upon us today? I mean, just think about this. They're acting like they're the ones that are privileging us concerning the things that are bestowed upon us. I didn't know that our rights came from the state. I thought our rights came from God. That's an evolutionary view of government. When you understand that your rights come from God and your representatives work for you, then you have the right perspective, but not the other way around. So the question that needs to be begged here, with a question mark and with an answer, exclamation point, is when we buy property and we own a home and we own that property, why is it that the government still interposes and demands that we give them dollars to pay taxes to them? It's not theirs to give. It's not theirs to take away. And when you look at constitutional law in America today, how is it even made applicable? How is it that the American people have fallen so far now that they believe that their property can be taxed again and again and again and again? Last Sunday at church, we were talking about the Magna Carta. Do you not understand, folks? That's how things were set up. The king would give to the barons. The barons would work the peasants. The peasants would do all the work. The barons would get rich off of what the king gave to them. And in the process, the barons would give tax dollars to the king so that he can stay in the hierarchy where he wants to be. Well, that's not how our government works at all. The American people today have a misconception of government in a major, major way. 1 million one time, I'm telling you. We the people in this country are the government. So again, how is it that the government has become inerrant, that they have received everything that is ours to take if we ask for their permission? Again, folks, it is completely unconstitutional, and I'm going to take the time today throughout the show, and I'm going to show you just that. My friend Steve actually wrote an article. It's super simple to understand. It's super applicable And interestingly enough, when asked after reading the article, as to the one I'm going to share with you in just a couple minutes here, why is this not being made applicable to those that serve we the people? Because they're still sending us bills every year to pay property tax on the property that we already paid for. Do you understand what's happening? The king is renting you the land. And every time you pay your tax dollars to rent the land, you're fortifying them all the more to go ahead and do it to the next guy and the next guy and the next guy. Here's the simple question, because I'm not a tax protester in any sense of the word. Where did they assume authority to act out in such a manner that we owe them tax dollars every single year on property that we have paid for? So with that, I'm going to leave you. I want to cover a couple things here. I got Bill Moore, a friend from Michigan, who's out in North Carolina right now. I want him to go ahead and give us a download as to what's taking place there concerning these floods that destroyed so many little towns and bigger towns there in North Carolina. And I also want him to take the time to highlight the information that you need to hear, because what I caught from the conversation on Tim Brown's show this morning between Tim Brown and Bill Moore was the fact that when these disasters happen, what happens is the people come together. They don't disperse the way the government means to intervene and then disperse and push everybody out. No, no, no. See, the problem they're having is when these things happen, the people come together in strength. And as the word tells us, there is strength in numbers. There's strength in that council, friends. And absolutely there is. So out of every cross that we have to bear, we're always going to find the Holy Spirit to intervene, to strengthen us in such a fashion to stand against the tyrants, and this being just one of those. So we're going to have Bill Moore on in just a moment. But before he calls in, I want to show you this. Dr. Simon Gold, lover or hater, she just revealed a study that said, a study involving 1.7 million children has found that myocarditis or precarditis only appeared in children who have received COVID mRNA vaccines. Did you all see this? Did you also see, obviously, this is what the case is, because the people that are going to experience the side effects of the experimental jabs are those that didn't take heed to the warnings that the Lord is giving through his faithful people that were warning you by blowing the trumpet, Ezekiel 33, verse 3, throughout the whole chapter, right? Yep, that's what's happening. And when it falls to the kids, that's where I really sympathize more than any other place, because it wasn't their fault. It was the parents' fault for not taking heed to what it is that they should have taken heed to. I wanted to show you this as well. Cleveland Clinic just issued a chilling warning on the 11th of November. And how does this chilling warning go? Wave of mass deaths will wipe out COVID vaxxed within 5 years. Now, I want to be a faithful witness here, and I want you to listen carefully, because I told you 3 years ago during the pandemic, 3.5 years ago, I told you this was what was coming. This was the pill in the jam. The enemy wants to get into the bloodstream, because why? That's where the life of the flesh is. Leviticus 17, 11. What does the enemy come to do? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10, 10. And it's exactly what he's done. So how would you look at this? Well, I would look at it as it transpiring now because people didn't want to pay attention. And what's sad about this, are we beyond all this? Is this water under the bridge per se? Absolutely not, because now they're predicting that in the next 5 years, millions more are going to die from the shot. I had a conversation with Tim Brown just a little bit ago about this, and it's interesting. The government is basically foretelling you that they believe that by 2025, there's only going to be 99 million people in this country. Did you know that right now there's 337 million? How would they do that outside of vaccines, just like Bill Gates had said that he wants to depopulate the planet? And how is it happening today that the American people aren't seeing it for what it is? And what are they doing? They're taking the father of the vaccine, the one that opened the floodgates to Big Pharma and all of these unconstitutional agencies that have done their best to paralyze you through fear to go ahead and do what you're told by taking the shot, because if you don't, this is what's going to happen, outside of putting the father of the vaccine back into the people's White House. And notice who he's starting to encompass himself with again. Notice who he's appointing again, friends. the hierarchies, and we showed you all that on yesterday's show. Just preparing you for what's up and coming, friends. If you think things are going to get better and it's time to go to sleep, you might want to wake up, read the Word of God, namely Matthew 13:25, and understand that when men slept, the enemy sows tares. America's fast asleep once again. We'll be right back with Bill Moore, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com.
.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, folks, I just want to let you know, Bill, I see you up there. Just hold on with me for a moment, if you wouldn't mind. But I do want to let you know, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Before it's news.com, top left side of that page. Go ahead and subscribe to that page as well. If you want to call in, 1-281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We got Randy calling from Georgia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Randy. What say you, my friend?
Well, I'll try to keep it short. I heard the show yesterday, Stavros.
Yep.
And I wondered whether you included Donald Trump under that heading.
Oh, under scoundrel? Here, let me give you the definition of scoundrel real quick, and then I'll ask you the question. A scoundrel is a person who behaves badly, has no moral principles, and is considered a villain or a wicked person. Essentially, someone who treats others poorly and cannot be trusted. Do you think that he's a scoundrel?
Well, I certainly would apply that to every president I've seen in my lifetime.
I agree. I absolutely agree, but things aren't getting better, are they?
I'll give you one better than the definition you put out. We're supposed to live by every word of God, Scripture says. In Exodus 18:21, God gave Moses standards for choosing rulers, which choose men, not women, men that fear God, love truth, and hate covetousness.
I totally agree.
What stretch of the imagination does Trump qualify for those three conditions?
Yep, and you can also look at 18:25, and if you get a minute, Randy, go back to Deuteronomy 17 and read the second half of the chapter, because that's what qualifies those that should represent we the people under Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution. You're absolutely correct.
Well, I would put God's word over any constitutional standard.
Well, it's under, it falls on common law, so God's law is what is erected upon. When you look at common law, that's premised on what? The Torah, that's the Old Testament, right? The first five books of Moses, the Decalogue. And the purpose that that's there is to keep us in line with God's word. So it coincides one with another. As James Wilson rightly said, they're the two sciences that run together, Randy.
Well, the Constitution comes from a Judeo-Christian standard.
Correct.
It's based on it.
Correct.
All the founders said that.
Yep, you're right.
You know, but I look at, you know, the saying that you're judged by the company you keep. I look at Trump and who he's picked for his cabinet, and I just shake my head, because a lot of them are neocon, rhino, and some of them are pro-choice on abortion. Some of them support the LGBT agenda. You know, and I'm thinking, you should surround yourself with godly counsel. You know, he's done just the opposite.
That's
again,
right. Yep.
He did the same thing in his first term, and he said that the biggest mistake he made in his first term was who he selected for his cabinet, and now he's doing the same thing again this time around.
That's exactly right. Again, we're totally agreed here, Randy, and I totally appreciate your phone call. There is a bad connection. I don't know what's going on, but it is a bad connection. I do want to say this. First of all, I'm glad Randy called in. Never had a phone call from Randy before. And he just basically gave you a quick download of yesterday's show once again. What he's saying and what he's doing are two different stories. And when you look at 1 Corinthians 15:33, which came to my aid, what does it say? Bad company corrupts good morals. Evil company corrupts good manners. I mean, the list goes on. Regardless of the translation, it's all saying the same thing. And then when you go over to Psalm 12:8, because this is what our friend is saying from Georgia, is he's seeing it again. Look what he's doing by appointing these men and women around his cabinet. He goes, it's the same old is what he's saying, right? He said the wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. I'm not taking that phone call again, Don. I don't have the time to do so. Sorry about that. Bill, you're calling in from North Carolina, and I have to jump ship from that call to this call, but I just thought I'd take that really quick. Do forgive me, but I wanted you to call in today because I seen you on Tim Brown's morning show on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, and I noticed that you had actually taken the time to go there to see what was going on for yourself. And I just want to let you know, I've got you for about another 5 minutes. So can you, the first half of that 5 minutes, can you tell us what you've observed being in North Carolina and how it plays up to what the mainstream media has fed the American people in contrast?
Of course, of course. And thank you for bringing me on, Bradley. It's always a pleasure to have an open door that I can walk through. When the Lord opens it, I don't want to miss opportunities the rest of my life. So, but yeah, we came down here. I was already coming down here, so it didn't cost me a whole lot extra to come down. The Lord provided everything for me, and I didn't want to waste the time while we're down here. So we cruised around about a few hundred miles around the area that the Hurricane Helene had hit. I wanted to go see Asheville because that was the big highlight of the news. They used the city of Asheville, which is a huge city to my knowledge. I didn't know that before I came down here. But the more and more we looked around and observed some of the damage. Now, granted, we're post a hurricane, you know, better than a month. But talking with some of the locals and seeing what we saw, didn't add up to what the media was portraying as a complete devastation, but rather there were select areas around there that some had minor damage and others smaller communities knit between, you know, Chimney Rock and Asheville and Banner Elk, that whole area there where we are, those smaller communities, a couple of them were heavily damaged, right? But my knowledge of what I was being told, and I don't watch the mainstream media, but some of the other people who have kind of helped me along and instructed me, it didn't match what I saw in completeness.
Okay,
in select areas.
Yep, no, and I totally get that. So what are the people saying that have been there, that live there, that went through the whole process of this devastation? Does what they're telling you line up with what the mainstream media blew it up to be or bolstered it out to be, in the sense of how many lives were lost, how they were being treated by FEMA? The list goes on. Is that information correct? Is it true? Is it not as bad, or is it worse?
Well, now I'm here in just a period of time and a period of the land. And from what I understand, and I've spoken with some of the locals about, that there have been thousands that have been affected heavily, right? Completely lost everything. But the majority of the damages have already been controlled. And regarding FEMA, I talked to Tim this morning. We brought that issue up. And, you know, that's the one thing I haven't seen or heard anybody say anything about FEMA while I've been down here. Not one word or one sighting of any of them.
Interesting. Well, I just did a Google search, okay, just while you're speaking there, and I'm looking at the devastation. It looks pretty devastating, to say the least, and I'm not trying to use or mince words here, friend, but the fact of the matter is it doesn't look good. Why do you suppose that they would bolster it to be something that it wasn't, if that's in fact what you're experiencing right now?
You know, I'm not sure. We talked about that a little bit this morning as well. And I, you know how the media portrays things, they exaggerate things. And I'm not saying their photos aren't real, but I am saying they're applying photos, as we see through other agendas that they do. They apply photos out of context.
Yep.
To use in other areas.
Yeah.
And it's to drive the emotions or drive the plea of the people to do what they want them to do. And I don't know what that was in this case. I really don't.
Okay, William Randolph Hearst said, "You take the pictures, I'll create the war." And that's exactly how they work. That's how they operate. With that, I got about a minute and a half left with you, Bill. What is it that you've seen with the people from all over the world coming together? What is the response of the people in response to the devastation that's taken place in North Carolina? I think this is key, and I believe it's important for the people to hear at large.
Okay, so while we were down here, I didn't have a whole lot of a plan, but we ended up hooking up after talking with several of the local fire departments and such, who said they didn't need help with us right now. I ended up hooking up with a small group out of Samaritan's Purse, who originally rejected me until I actually showed up in person. But there were huge groups. I mean, we were working teams of 20 and such from people all across the country. We have people from Maine, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Washington, several from Michigan, and all of us have the same purpose down here. We all have come down here to do nothing but help people.
Amen.
None of us get paid to do it. We supply all of our, for the most part, we supply all of our own stuff. A lot of us are sleeping in vehicles just to get it done, and we're making things happen in small amounts, but we're making things happen and being able to be a witness to the people.
Yeah.
And it is,
I got about 10 seconds,
cool,
Bill.
To watch.
Yep.
Yeah. It's cool to watch everybody come together for a purpose.
Amen.
And everybody is being thanked for it.
Awesome. I appreciate your time. Thank you for the update. And by the way, friends, the point was, is that it's an obstacle to those
so
that need to rule over the people. When devastation happens,
the
people come together.
Listening to the Sons
Amen.
Of Liberty
right
radio
on, Americans.
Show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Clay Parker here. If you'd like to support a boots-on-the-ground ministry that is actively and effectively spreading truth, sharing the Word of God, and furthering God's kingdom, you can't go wrong by supporting Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty. Find out how you also can become a soldier of the cross.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
BBS Radio. .com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Hi, I am Brittany Hillman. I have known Bradley and his family for over 5 years now. If you're looking for a true man of God to keep you up to date on current events, constitutional law, and tying it all together biblically, then Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a place to be. I can say from experience the man walks the walk and talks the talk and will bend to no man, sticks to the Bible, and is always seeking and speaking the truth. Bradley says the things that need to be said that no one else will. I am truly thankful and blessed for all that his ministry has done for my family and I. Please consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty to keep the gospel and truth spreading around the world.
Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do, folks. We're already at the half hour mark. By the way, thank you, Bill, for calling in. I totally appreciated that because I want people to get it firsthand. You're there, you have the hat, the t-shirt, speaking of which, metaphorically, and I want people to hear directly from what's going on, boots on the ground in North Carolina. So, again, thank you for the phone call. If you want to call in, please do, but stick to the topic, because what I'm going to lay to your candor now is, who owns your home? I'm just asking you the question. Where does the government get off acting like it's theirs to give? Like, they inherited everything, and if we have anything, it's because they were generous enough to give it to us. We were privileged by the state to give us the things that we have. No, that's not how it works at all. You all the well know how this works, friends. Our rights come from God. Those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people through delegated authority. In other words, the confines of the Constitution are there to what? Tell them what they can do and what it is that they cannot do. I know that's really foreign to most Americans, but it's foreign to you because you haven't taken the time to learn the language. Patrick Henry, a son of liberty, the prophet of the time, according to the Yorktown Museum in Yorktown, Virginia, one of my favorite places to go in the whole world, You want to be educated on your history, go to Yorktown. That's the place. Patrick Henry said the Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people lawfully, right? It is an instrument for the people to restrain the government, not the other way around. So when people sit back and they act like their said representatives are kings and princes, you're sadly mistaken. They're a representative government. Read Article 2, Section 3. And it's a limited government, by the way. But again, let me go back to the question. Who owns your home? Our friend Steve Richards said, I was at an event a while back and the topic of property taxes came up. He said, when you ask the question, you get a lot of different answers, but I think property rights are as important as any other rights, God-given rights. So I think we should look to the Constitution for our answer. I'm going to use Minnesota as an example because this is where we're from. In the Constitution of the state of Minnesota, in the Bill of Rights, Section 15 states, listen carefully, okay? Lands allodial, void agriculture leases. In other words, Section 15 of the U.S. Constitution, namely in the state of Minnesota, tells us all lands within the state are allodial and feudal tenures of every description with all their incidents are prohibited. Leases and grants of agriculture lands for a longer period than 21 years, reserving rent or service of any kind. Listen carefully. Leases and grants of agriculture lands for a longer period than 21 years, reserving rent or service of any kind, the state constitution said, shall be void. Here, I want to stop right there for a moment. Have you ever taken the time to read Hosea 4, the whole chapter? Oh, folks, Hosea, I'm in it right now. I'm going through it. I just finished Obadiah. And then I just finished Micah right before that. But while I'm going through the book of Hosea, namely chapter 4 and 5, it's absolutely amazing to me that it says over and over again, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You know what I notice sitting in this chair day after day? As long as the people are being inundated with more lies coming from their corrupt representation, namely the federal government and the state government, they seem to be entertained by that somehow or another. But when it's time for them to take responsibility, get knowledged up, in other words, get schooled and deal with the corruption, they're nowhere to be found. You can literally, folks, this is what I see. You can literally watch the numbers fall off when you begin to educate people. They don't want to be educated. The people in this country, for the most part, do not want to be educated. You know what they want? They want to be told what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And what kind of a language is that? That is the language of slaves, is what it is. That is the language of slaves. It reminds me, and I got to go back to this because it comes to my aid even now. It brings me back to Harriet Tubman. They called her the Black Moses. She's the one that broke free from her master that was unlawfully enslaving her to duties that she was not meant to do because the Lord never gave that man authority to enslave her in the first place. Well, she broke away from the plantations. And you know what she did at large? Once she began to experience her freedom, she had the knowledge as to how to break away from her corrupt master. And what she did is she started going around to plantation after plantation after plantation, telling them that they can be free too. At the end of her life, she was asked by a reporter, is it true, with a statement, with a question mark, was it true that you freed thousands of slaves? I want you to listen to me, people that refuse to be schooled, to be educated. I want you to listen carefully to what Harriet Tubman said in response to the question that was given under her by that reporter. Is it true that you freed thousands of slaves? You know what Harriet Tubman said back in her experience through her testimony? She said, yes, I freed 1,000 slaves. And then she went on to say, but I would have freed 1,000 more had they known that they were slaves. This is Americans. This is why, America, you're in trouble. It's not because of them. It's because of you. It's because you failed to take time to know the Word of God and the Constitution. for yourself. And what does it tell us in Proverbs 13:13? It tells us that he that despiseth the word of God despiseth his own soul. You destroy your own soul. And at the end of the day, in a corporate nation such as ours, all 50 states unified, you destroy your country. You enslave your children on top of how you've been enslaved because you failed to stand up and fight the good fight of faith in liberating them through the knowledge and example to stand up and fight off tyranny. You know how many people sit and agree with what I say on this show, giving them facts, not my opinions, giving them history, giving them the Word of God, giving them the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the list goes on. Yep, they all agree with me, but how many actually apply it? That's the difference. Abigail Adams, wife to John Adams, said, "Learning is not attained by chance. If you expect the television to educate you slaves, you are sadly mistaken, because you better understand those that are promulgating that propaganda narrative, Micah 6:16, are your masters. Do you understand? They mean to dummy you down." Like Henry Ford said, the communist, what did he say? He said, "You know what? I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers." And I'll tell you what, most people in this country have fallen right in, because of that narrative, into the mold that they meant to create for them. Learning is not attained by chance. It must be sought for with ardor and attended to with diligence. You know what the word diligence means in Webster's 1828? Painstakingly. Painstakingly. I've already read the book of Colossians today. I've gone through what needs to be talked about, where I can lay the axe to the root of the tree and watch the corrupt tree fall over. But no matter how many trees I drop in front of you through my experience and my testimony in Jesus Christ, you're never going to understand that until you yourself do the exact same thing. I'm falling into something here, folks. And I believe that I need to share this with you. And I want you to hear this, because it is something that I wrote in one of my first magazines years and years and years ago. And it is applicable to what you need to hear. All of us together, all the congregants today, you need to hear this, because it's important that you do. And I'm just looking for it right now in this magazine that I wrote years ago. And it's interesting. It talks about, here, I'm still looking for it. Just hang on a second. And I will have it. We will get to this, because it's going to set some of you free. And it's called Taste and See That the Lord is Good. And for some reason or another, because I'm looking for it, and I haven't been in this magazine for some time, I'm having a little bit of a problem finding it. But you know what? We'll find it, friends. It's called patience. You know what patience is, right? It's the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. And that's exactly what we're doing right now, by giving you the knowledge that exposes the deception for what it is. There was a great orator, speaker, who came into a city to do a speech. Throughout his entire discourse, it was quite obvious that he had a very strong knowledge of the Word of God and seemed to have, well, an eloquence like none other. Yet, there was a problem with this man's doctrine, for he did not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When he completed his discourse, he asked if anyone had any questions, because he was quite sure that he could give the right answer no matter who brought it. One man raised his hand. The speaker asked, "Sir, do you have a question?" The man stood to his feet, pulled an apple out of his pocket, took a small bite of the apple, and then proceeded to ask the speaker the question. "Sir," the man said, swishing the apple around in his mouth, it does not take a genius to figure out that you're a great speaker," said this guy that took a bite of an apple. Then, taking another bite of the apple, the man said, "You, sir, know what to say, how to say it, and have such a knowledge of the Word of God. But the question that I have for you is this: is the apple in my hand, is it sour or is it sweet?" I'm asking you, Americans, I'm asking you that watch this show on a 24/7 basis, 6 days a week, is the apple that I'm holding in my hand right now, is it sour or sweet? I'm talking to those that profess to be Christians. Is the apple in my hand, is it sour or sweet? The great orator responded with this, and I want you to listen carefully. He looked upon him, confounded to this man's question, and he replied, "Sir, I don't know if that apple you're eating is sour or sweet, for I've never tasted of that apple." Then replied the man, "Sir, neither have you tasted of my Jesus." Psalm 34, verse 8 says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good, because the Lord knows his own." Folks, if you have no answer to what I just asked you, is the apple sour or sweet, and you cannot tell me, you have no partaking with the Lord God of heaven at all. Put it up against Acts 5:32. We'll be right back and we'll finish off this tax portion.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend.
Amen, hey, guys.
This is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
I love it. That was a word of knowledge for somebody. That one just came in out of nowhere. I love it. This is why it is advantageous concerning the gifts of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12, and the gifts of the Spirit are given unto those that obey him from that form of doctrine that's been given unto them, right? And I'm talking about Acts 5:32, and I'm also talking about Romans 6. And again, most people don't understand that we are supposed to come and taste and see that the Lord is good. I'll tell you what, and he gives it to you in a way that you're satisfied for only so long before you want to come back and get some more. After I gave you that analogy, I loved it. I loved what I seen online. Some of you said, or someone said, sweet. And I kind of chuckled about it and I thought, amen, how fitting. And then another said, you know what, it's like honey, right? And it's exactly right. And when you go over to that of Psalm 119, what does it say? How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Now, I'm saying a couple things here, but I also want you to understand that your faith is supposed to be found in him, not in the wisdom of men. And that was the analogy. And for those that could taste and see that the Lord is who he says he is, because there is a resurrection from the dead, read 1 Corinthians 15. The whole chapter is fantastic. You're going to understand perfectly that if there's no witness, there's no, Jesus ain't going to bear witness to your lies, right? And the Bible says that you're yet dead in your sins. That's why there is no resurrection of the dead. That's why men can't find faith in the power of Christ through your life, because the power of Christ has not had its way in you yet. You can profess all that you want to, but the fact of the matter is other men will be there to tell you if it's true or not by the witness of that Spirit. To he who hath the Son hath life. To he who hath not hath the Son hath not life. Okay? Let's go back, because what I'm trying to get people to understand is when you come to the Lord, you want more and you want more and you want more. Okay? And it's been, I'll tell you what, since I've been saved, I can see it's true that everything that we need in this life has already been given unto us by our Creator. All that the Lord meant for us to have in this life is found in Christ and Him alone. Is it true? Absolutely. Absolutely. Folks, I was not talked into this. I was led into this by the will of God. Period. Okay? And the fact of the matter is, if you get a moment, don't be deceived or spoiled. Colossians 2:8, when you get a moment, friends, do check that out in contrast to what I'm talking about. Let me get back over to this, because it's important that we get this out. I'm not a tax protester, but I am asking the question, according to the Constitution, where does the government get off saying that you have to rent that property that belongs to you? You have to give us taxes, as if to suggest that King John is in authority and the barons are ruling the roost and us peasants have to work really hard to go ahead and give them money because it's theirs to give us. As we continuously pay taxes on it, as we are renters. No, it's ours. And according to Section 15 of the state of Minnesota and the Constitution, Section 15 says lands allodial void agriculture leases. In other words, they're null and void. In other words, the definition of allodial is owned without obligation to another with superior rights that were given to them by us, and it's owned freely. This is found in Gilbert Law Dictionary 97. Section 15, again, learned the lesson, mentions that feudal tenures are prohibited. The definition of tenure is generally the right to possess property. Again, go back to Gilbert Law Dictionary 1997. The word feudal refers to the feudal system during the Middle Ages. We talked about that on Sunday. In England and in Europe, where the king owned all the property, and he granted use of the property to the barons and other superiors, who then granted use of the land to the peasants, to the tenants, for money and services. Hey, folks, you call it whatever you want to call it. This is exactly how they're operating today. And I'm here to tell you that our Constitution stands in contrast to exactly what they're doing every time and every year that you get another bill for your property taxes. It is yours. It is non-taxable according to the state statute. Okay? And again, I'm not here protesting taxes. I pay my lawful taxes, friends. But when they step in and they start to bully you into submission and say you owe us tax dollars because you're a renter, you're renting it from the king, and you better pay up or else we're going to sick the unconstitutional IRS on you. Folks, that's in essence exactly what's happening. We don't have a king. Our king is no king but King Jesus. And again, we are the government and they work for us. So how is it that they've convinced us that King John is back on the throne, that barons are back into play, and we're the peasants that have to kick out tax dollars every year in renting our property from the government? It's unconstitutional. It's null and void. It does not exist. It does not exist. Therefore, the point is the tenants could use the land, but they needed to get permission for what they did on the land from the superiors who the king granted use to the land. Listen, the Minnesota State Constitution made the point that all lands with the state are allodial, so that we would know that individuals owned the land and that no one had superior rights owned freely. this does not prevent people from borrowing money and having whoever borrowed the money and having the right to property, because once the borrower is paid, the borrower is no longer does have the right to the property. The point is this: if you own it, it's yours. Americans, we want to gain our freedoms back. We can't make an appeal to those that think they're demigods. We cannot make an appeal to those that think they're dictators and that they rule the roost. What we have to do is take it back to the Constitution and uphold the law against their unconstitutional demands, because the proof, the burden of proof lies on them. And guess what happens when the burden of proof goes back onto them? They have nothing to prove because it's null and void, because it doesn't exist. And what are you going to find, folks? You're going to find out that they have created this out of the thin air to further enslave the people. It doesn't exist, friends. It doesn't exist. This brings the question of how does the government change or charge a property tax for land that the Minnesota State Constitution is owned freely? If you ask anyone in government this question, said Steve, the answer you get is they do it because they can. As with other violations of our rights, they will keep doing it as long as they can. And I think of Edmund Burke when he said they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. That's why they're doing it, friends. The people that decide if they can take the money are the judges who are paid by that money that is taken. That is the biggest part of the problem. There are too many conflicts of interest for the people making these decisions to decide them fairly and impartially. As long as judges and other government agents interpret the laws and Constitution, you know what they're doing. They're deconstructing the Constitution. They're misconstruing it purposely to make it work for themselves. Going back, as long as judges and other government agents interpret the laws and constitutions instead of obeying the laws and the Constitution, they will continue to violate people's God-given rights. Guess what, friends? They don't have the right to do it in the first place on so many fronts. The most important part of that job should be for them to obey the laws into the Constitution. P.S. That's what makes them representatives of we the people. And that's why they swore an oath to uphold those laws, not to tear down those laws and to make themselves demigods and rule over the peasants that don't know the difference. Was that clear enough? I truly hope it was. Because the fact of the matter is, without the fight, you're never going to understand what real freedom is all about. You want to reclaim what the Lord has given to you, then guess what, friends? You're going to have to take it to the enemy. That is the good fight of faith in this country. 1 Timothy 6:12. And what's so spectacular about all of this? You want some good news? They don't have the right to do what they're doing. The law's not on their side. You have the right to do it. The law's on your side to tell them, transgressors, that they don't have the lawful right to do the things that they're doing today. Should we test it? Soon enough, friends. Soon enough. I wanted to let you know that we are going to be doing radio from 1 to 3 tomorrow. We're going back on satellite on Monday, which means we're hopefully going to be able to recoup a lot of the radio stations that we lost after GCN went down, that we just found out about a month ago. So we'll be doing that on Monday. I want to let you know that we're going to be back tomorrow from 1 to 3 Central Standard. I have you for 2 hours. Also want to let you know on Sunday from 9 o'clock, we have about 4,000 people every Sunday show up for church. So Bradley, how big is the congregation? About 4,000 people. You know, the thing is, folks, is we're going to be back Sunday at 9 o'clock, and we're going to be talking about raptured from responsibility. Get your pastors, get your church overseers, get those that have been brainwashed to join us on Sunday at 9 a.m. for church with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Talk to you in 23. See ya.